You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Michael Dell, founder of Dell, one of the richest people in Texas, over the past 4 years has been spending millions of dollars, about $80 million, buying small TV stations across the country, small over-the-air TV stations. Some hedge funds have been doing that too. And now Michael Dell, because of this, stands to make a tremendous amount of money. Joining us to explain why is Mark Dewey. He's a reporter who covers business and technology. Mark, good to see you.
Glad to be here, Nathan.
Why is Michael Dell buying small TV stations all over the country?
It's fascinating. He's been doing this for almost 5 years, hiding in plain sight. The broadcast media press have been writing about it for years, asking that same question. Why is he buying up these small stations, paying what all the insiders thought was too much for stations? Like one of them ran church programming and Roseanne reruns.
Right. So these are obscure.
These are independent stations.
Okay.
Yes, obscure stations, not your basic broadcast stations associated with the broadcast networks. But what he knew and some other people knew that other people didn't was that when the government bought some of the spectrum back at auction, that the government was going to pay some big bucks. And there was a lot more money there than anyone thought.
Okay, so what's the purpose of buying these TV stations, the technical purpose? You're saying it has to do with smartphones, right?
It all goes back to smartphones, yes. Our smartphones, which about 7 out of 10 of us have now, according to the government, these smartphones are hungry for more and more broadcast spectrum because we have to transmit, you know, videos, audio, data, and companies like Verizon and AT&T and other companies even like Google and Dish Network are saying more, more, more. We need more wireless broadcast spectrum. So what the government is doing, the FCC, is they're going to take some spectrum from broadcast TV stations and they're going to give it or actually sell it, auction it off to the wireless companies. So everybody knew this was going to happen. The FCC's done almost 100 auctions in its history, but no one really had a sense of the scale of this one. No one but Michael Dell and two other big investment firms that were buying these stations. People thought they were crazy and they were coming in and paying too much, but they obviously had a good view of what the end game was going to be.
How are they able to get that view? Did they have insider information or were they just geniuses?
Probably more on the genius end. No one would comment for this story, as you might expect. But some people told me on background that there are consulting firms and hedge funds that have set up enormously complex models of this auction process about what was going to happen. So they hired economists, auction experts, computer programmers, engineers, and they built these huge and detailed models of the auction process so that they could simulate buying back spectrum from TV stations and then selling it to the wireless companies. And some big dollar companies like Dell's investment fund certainly would have had the resources to tap into one of these models, or maybe they would have even built their own.
Wow.
To really get an idea that the values were going to be higher than people thought.
And we're talking how much money?
Dell spent somewhere near $80 million to put together his group of a dozen or so stations. The bids start on those stations at $4 billion. Insiders think they'll ultimately sell for about $1 billion. It's a reverse auction, so the numbers go down, which is very confusing. So his $80 million or so could easily turn into $1 billion.
That's a pretty good return on investment.
It's a great return on investment, certainly.
I'm confused about this auction process, and I don't want to get too into the weeds, but the FCC buys the stations from Michael Dell and then sells them to AT&T, Verizon, and so on?
They're not actually buying the stations. They're just buying the spectrum that the stations use.
Okay.
So actually, every TV station in America was given a number. And that was a number associated with, if you'll relinquish your broadcast spectrum and just give it back to the government, here's your number. So all the stations have gotten that number, and most stations aren't going to consider selling back their spectrum. But there are some other alternatives. They can share channels with somebody else, or they can move channels. But basically, it's these independent stations that are having a rough go of it now because they're competing with the internet and satellite and everything else. So they're having trouble making it economically, and selling it back to the government looks like a great deal, and obviously it is.
When is this going to all go down?
Well, it's already started. It's a long process, and it really runs until spring.
I imagine some of these stations are in Texas.
None of the stations that Michael Dell has bought or that we know that he's purchased are in Texas. But all the Texas stations have been given offers to give back their spectrum. The highest number was $353 million for KTVT, the CBS station in Dallas-Fort Worth.
That's the offer from the FCC?
From the FCC, yeah. Now, that number would go down through the auction process and would end up lower. Although insiders tell me that no CBS or major network station would consider doing that. So that's not really on the table. But if you go down to some of the smaller markets, like Victoria, Texas, has two stations, and their offers have totaled $100 million. So it's really all over the place.
Is this going to mean fewer over-the-air stations in these markets, or no? You said they can share channels, maybe?
They can share channels, and they can go through the internet. So there will be fewer broadcasters, but not that anyone would notice.
Okay. Mark Dewey is a reporter who covers business and technology. Really interesting story, Mark. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.